didn't do nothing but just, he'd take a wheelbarrow and haul the wood and stack it up on the rack there, and I had the fire. Had a stove, that old funny stove of bricks, and you take a pan of biscuits about that long, or about 3 foot wide, put about 100, 150 biscuits in there, make them up at night out of Uncle Pad's flour, put buttermilk and everything's in it, make them up, and set them in that night, and the next morning I got they done be soured and reared up. I had to go in there and fire that thing up. They're like firing a furnace. The oven across there, he was watching me that television there. And they had 3 or 4 racks in there where the heat would go up.
Yeah.
And boy, you're talking about cooking, and on the front side they had the eyes across there.
Yeah.
You're talking about cooking biscuits. Now them biscuits was good.
Yeah. Yeah.
You must keep them out there when you come. Take and bake a ham, anything like that. They take one of them old hogs, they old square things, iron, and they put them in there. And take that ham and put it in there and pour a certain amount of water in it, and it cooked down that grease and float out there. And I trust that many of you pray. And then they go ahead and put the seasoning right to last on top of it.
Yeah.
They had some of that there old put stuff on it like the old tin foil like got now to put on top of it. When it got through cooking, I got it'd be burnt on top. And they'd had to cut that off. Take potatoes and put them in a wet rag I got, and roll them and put them down in the ashes of the stove down there. Fill the stove full of potatoes, and then some of them won't bake potatoes. We had an old kettle out there, it held about 100 gallons. And them niggas take and wash them potatoes and go ahead and put them in there and build a fire. And they had an old circle saw and put over the top of it. And bake about 4 or 5 bushels at a time. And that syrup would just run down on the side of it, out of them potatoes. Just leave them there, and the niggas go by there and pick that saw up and reach in there and get them a potato about big as your head. And go on off, I got so plenty of them come there, and that's all they get. And go to the kitchen, get them a hunk of meat about big as your fist, boiled meat, and come by there and get them a potato. All through the day. The old nigga come there, old one out of sight, Papa traded with him. Yeah, 1921, he stayed there at 24.
What, can I turn it down, sir?
Yeah,
where I can
turn it down just a little bit.
Turn it down
where I can come in. I don't think this is going to tape very well. Okay. All right, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Take and go ahead and bake them potatoes. About every Friday, they put 5 bushel in there.
Mm-hmm.
We had about 25-30 here. They planted about 4 or 5 acres. You just go by there and get a tater anytime. And at the back kitchen door there, on each side, they take them 48-pound flour sacks. They got 50. Well, now they're 50-pound sacks.
Yeah.
But there's 48 then. They fill up 2 of them and cook them old tea cakes.
Yeah, yeah.
And put them up in there, and they go to have a hole there, and just reach in there and get you a handful of that, and go on out there. And then they take and go by and get them a tater. And go from there on to the woods they go.
Nobody plants potatoes around here anymore, do they?
No, I planted them up there 3 or 4 years. You can buy them cheaper than you can raise them. Well, tater is an expensive thing. Time you have them holed and everything and gathered, they'll cost you about $5 a bushel, and you can buy them for less than that.
Uh-huh.
So I take and plant them up for about 3 years, and I didn't make anything.
Yeah.
I give a man Watson a bushel, and the rest of them, what I left in the hill, the niggas would steal them. I didn't make nothing off of them.
Yeah. What was Springvale like when you were coming up here? Was it like this now?
It was a little bit better than it is now. For Alec Lee up there, he run that store up on the hill. Ain't got that store here now.